We head for the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
Yeah, the last time we talked, he told you Ohio State was going to torch Michigan State and Oregon State would beat Arizona State. On Twitter, the handle is at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how are we doing?
I'm good. So the question is, does Mario come to Miami?
Is there an opening yet?
It doesn't have to be an opening. I think if he wants to come and he agrees to terms, I think he'll come. I mean, I think it's Mario number one, Lane Kiffin number two, and then about 10 guys number three.
Yeah, I honestly, in all sincerity, believe it is. I mean, unless Saban left Alabama, I think it's the only job he would even consider.
I agree. But do you think he leaves?
If they what we learned is sometimes money is absolutely no object.
Right.
Who walks away from what we just witnessed this weekend? So,
it's crazy. I mean, you know, no one saw Lincoln Riley moving. No one saw that. I thought that you know, LSU was going to go for someone that most people wasn't on most people's radar, and they did, and I think they got the right guy in Kelly. Also, he was there was rumors for the last couple of years he wasn't happy there.
Well, it's a matter of everybody's making up all these kinds of analysis, and it's
right.
Like with Riley, it's like they're buying him a $6 million house.
Right, I'd go just for the use of the jet. Right?
To be serious, you know, people were like trying to play the, well, you know, what you make in Norman compared to what you make in L.A., how much house could you get for $6 million in L.A.? So, Lee, I went on Zillow, and it's like, trust me, it's 4 bedrooms, 5 baths,
right.
A private kitchen for your chef, a view of the skyline, the ocean, 6,000 square feet.
It's like, I'm gonna make a guess here, and I'm gonna say it's 60-40. He comes to Miami.
Whoa. Okay.
Just out in left field guess. What are you gonna say?
I would say 30-70.
Okay. I mean, you might be right, but maybe there's a little bit of hope in my guess there.
And actually, there's hope in mine, too. So maybe
right.
Meet in the middle. All right.
Right.
So talking with Lee Sterling, first stop, Nippert Stadium. Number 4, Cincinnati, hoping to secure that first non-Power 5 spot in the playoff. They didn't meet Houston in the regular season. Hell, the Cougs have only lost one game to Texas Tech, their top 20. But odds makers, like the Bearcats, to make their case, minus 10, what say you?
So I think this is going to be a tough game for them. There's pressure. Now, when they were going against Notre Dame, they were the hunter. They weren't the hunted. And Houston is under the radar. Houston lost that first game to Texas Tech, and then they came on. They won 11 games. A lot of people don't realize that they had won 11 games if they don't follow football closely, and they won every game by more than a touchdown. So as good as Desmond Ridder is, and I think he's just a small notch below the Heisman guys, Clayton Tune's right there also. He's really good. He's a dual-threat quarterback. He did lose both games last 2 years to Cincinnati, but he's a 3-year starter. Their defense, people think of Houston as this high-powered offensive team. They're more of a defensive team. They have the number 6 defense in the country. They use that defense. They try to get those takeaways, and they usually get real good field position with their returner, Marcus Jones, who also plays cornerback. He might be the best player on the field. I think Cincinnati's the better team, but they just have some momentary lapses, sometimes for 4 or 5 minutes, and they can be up like 3 touchdowns, and then you come back 5 minutes later, and it's a 3-point or a 7-point game. So I think Cincinnati's going to win the game 31-27, but I think the game goes down to the wire.
All right. When Michigan blew that lead at Michigan State back in October, it looked like another hardball harbinger of doom season when they can't beat their main rivals. But, man, finally beat Ohio State. Big defensive effort. Not bad to get Hassan Haskins 5 touchdowns. And now it's Iowa with that shaky offense. Pretty big number. Michigan laying 10 from Lucas Oil. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, a lot of people got off them after that game, but I'm like, wow, they were the better team that day. They let up. It happens sometimes, and it happens at home. And, you know, I thought Michigan State gave them credit that day, but Michigan was the better team that day. It wasn't their day. I think that Iowa's got some real problems. I mean, that offense is dreadful. They've got two pedestrian quarterbacks in Spencer Petras and Alex Padilla. I don't think they can make a decision on which one to go with. Their receivers get absolutely no separation. I mean, when they get a first down, you're ready to get out of your seat and applaud them. I mean, it's that tough for them to move the football. And they only had one touchdown in that win by their offense last week. So, I'm shocked at how bad they are. I can't remember seeing a team this bad on offense making a conference championship game. And Michigan should be able to shut them down. They have 32 sacks on the season. They get pressure on the quarterback. They're allowing just 54% completion percentage, 3 yards per carry running the football, and that offense is good enough. I mean, with McNamara throwing the ball, 14 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions, and Haskins and Corum, two guys combined for 2,100 yards. Normally, you look to the underdog getting double digits, but Michigan just 2-3 levels above Iowa, even in Indianapolis. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Michigan 34-13.
Go Blue! And because of the pandemic, they hadn't made it there, but they're in Vegas now. Pac-12 right. Championship. Oregon laid an egg the size of Autzen Stadium 2 weeks ago. Utah just out-schemed them, out-executed them. But the Utes have actually had some rough games away from home. Oregon obviously bounced back, won the North. They've had some great moments on the road, Ohio State, Pasadena. The odds makers obviously think 38-7 is a memory, but Utah -2, what's the play?
So I'm not all in on Utah, but, you know, that crowd was incredible that night. It was a special night for them. Probably one of their top 5 wins at home they'll ever have. Special teams also were really big in that game. I thought the officiating was terrible in that game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, you don't watch Pac-12 officiating every week.
No, I've seen Pac-12 officiating. That's why they call it Pac-12 After Dark, right?
Yep.
That was one of the contributors there. I mean, just one of those games just got away from them. But I think still they need to run the football. And I don't know if they're going to be able to gain 150, 170 yards, which would probably take to win this game. And the quarterback Brown just maybe not good enough. I don't love the play calling. So unless they're really aggressive and they get the lead, I think they've got to play with the lead to have a chance here. I think it's going to be tough and maybe a little bit of a distraction with Mario possibly leaving. I'm going to take the Utes here, 30-23.
All righty.
Yep.
We're talking with Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports, online, ParamountSports.com. To the NFL we go. Not sure many had KC hosting Denver in early December as a big game, but here we go. Chiefs have beaten them 11 in a row. Denver's defense, man, under Vic Fangio, they look really good. Odds makers not really sold. Chiefs -10, who we liking?
So everyone's talking about, you know, Mac Jones, should have drafted Mac Jones. But look at their top 2 picks. I mean, Patrick Surtain, 2 interceptions last week. He's coming around. Williams, running back from North Carolina in the second round. You know, people are like, well, we already have Melvin Gordon. Well, he's hurt all the time. I think Williams is a different back, bigger, stronger, more explosive, more durable. So, you know, they got that going for them. They got one of their best pass rushers also back in the fold last week. So I think Kansas City's good, but I think double digits is too much here. I'll take a shot here with Denver. I think Kansas City wins 30-24, but Denver covers.
By the way, I love that Surtain kid. He is a player.
Yeah.
Conversely, a game you'd have circled early on, San Francisco at Seattle. Seahawks have gone off the rails. Wilson returned from finger surgery. Can't even recognize him. Frisco's won three in a row, scored 30 in all of them. They're right back in it. A small field goal road chalk, San Fran. How do you see this one?
Yeah, and Russell Wilson also not reading defenses properly. You know, there was a time where he'd see something coming and he was all over it and he'd make the right decision. And then, I mean, they got a top-level receiver. How do you not target him until late in the third quarter? I just don't get it. I think this team's falling apart here, even San Francisco without Deebo Samuel. I think they'll have guys that'll step up. They're controlling the line of scrimmage. I know Seattle's defense is playing better, but you know they toughened in the red zone. But I just don't see it. I think this team's falling apart. A lot of people say let Russ cook, but it looks like Russ is cooked. I like San Francisco here, 24-17.
Yeah, this year Russ might have a case of botulism. And while we like to pick games near and dear to the audience, we know your service, Paramount Sports, is all about picking winners for their clients. Lee's game of the week, not half bad. Georgia laying 6 against Bama. Top seed in the playoff looms for UGA. So let the folks know how to get dogs tied and all you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
So if they want to get that game, just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. We'll hand you the game for free. And this is a time we kick it into high gear. We call it Double Down December. So last year, from the first game in December through the Super Bowl, we won 37 of the last 46 games. You want to hop on board, now's the time. You get from now through the end of the month, Double Down December, $297 through the Super Bowl. And remember, it's not the first week in February. It's middle of February now because they added that extra week to the NFL season. So get through the Super Bowl, $497. No one hotter, no one better. One place. Hop on board, ParamountSports.com.
From Locktober to November to Double Down December, he's Lee Sterling. Lee, always fun. Catch up in 2 weeks, my friend. Be well.
Okay. Sounds good. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.